Animals at work.
We're always hearing stories in the news about how we need to save the planet's wildlife. But sometimes humans need help too. In today's show, we look at how clever creatures can help people to live normal lives. For example, people who are blind or wheelchair users, as well as how animals help the emergency services and army to keep us safe.
We all know that dogs can make a big difference to blind people, but now they can help others as well. I spoke to a schoolgirl called Donna Hutt. She's disabled, and she's been in a wheelchair for 3 years. How does your dog help you, Donna?
My dog, Riley, is amazing. She can open and close doors. She can get things for me, like the remote control. She's even learned to pick up my clothes from the floor.
Does Riley go to your school as well?
Yes. Before I had Riley, I was the girl in the wheelchair. Now I'm the girl with the amazing dog. I can't imagine living without her. She can give me my books at school. She can get money out of the bank for me. And she can even give shop assistants my money at the checkout.
That's really clever. Thank you, Donna, for talking to us about Riley.
That's okay.
What a wonderful story.
Yes, dogs help us more than most other animals. They can smell really well, so the emergency services often use them to find people, for example, under badly damaged buildings. But they aren't the only animals that help in dangerous situations. After a war, there are often bombs buried in the ground. Now the army is using specially trained rats to find these bombs. And the rats are light, so the bombs don't explode.
That's interesting. I never knew that.
Well, did you know that bees also have a very good sense of smell? They can recognise different chemicals, and they even change their buzzing noise depending on which chemical they find. So now, scientists are training them to recognise and find poisonous chemicals, so they can warn us if there are dangerous chemicals in the air. Bees are much cheaper to train than dogs and rats, so scientists hope that they'll be used more in the future.